Jim Netzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this third day of April 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. I begin with a redacted summary by Clayton Morris, a brilliant guy. Putin issues devastating warning to NATO and the U.S. Listen to this nice summary overview.
This is about to blow up into a full-blown war. In fact, it's already happening, and no one but a few journalists are actually covering this bombshell story. I'm surprised the mainstream media is totally ignoring this story. The rest of the media is distracted by P. Diddy's homes being raided.
We are learning more about the sex trafficking raids on mansions belonging to Sean Diddy Combs.
Something, though, much bigger happened this week in the Red Sea that almost got no attention at all. Russia and NATO are going to war. In fact, it's already underway, and it's not happening in Ukraine specifically. So we'll get to that in a second. But first, at the precise moment a cyber attack was being carried out on a bridge in Baltimore, shutting down one of America's most important port cities, Russia announced that the United States and the UK were actively involved in the terror attack on a Moscow theater. Say what? Really? You mean to tell me the CIA funneled millions of dollars in cryptocurrency into Ukraine to fund this operation? Get out of here. Really? You mean the same CIA that assassinated President Kennedy and had Richard Nixon overthrown would do something this nefarious? I can't believe it for a second. Oh, wait, yes, I can. Yes, I do.
We spoke to someone who had access to these still hidden CIA documents, a person who was deeply familiar with what they contain. We asked this person directly, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy, an American president? And here's the reply we received verbatim, quote, "The answer is yes. This is someone with direct knowledge of the information that once again is being withheld from the American public." And the answer we received was unequivocal. Yes, the CIA was involved in the assassination of the president.
Colonel McGregor, former Pentagon advisor to the Secretary of Defense, told me this week that the CIA was 100% behind the attack in Moscow. CIA and MI6 are actively involved in this terror plot inside of Moscow. What is the goal for the intelligence community in Washington, do you think?
Well, the CIA has been a rogue organization for a long time. Some people say it went rogue in the 60s. The Russian people are infuriated. They're angry. They want blood. The emotions in Russia are running very, very high.
So Russian investigators said Thursday, quote, "Investigators have verified information that large amounts of money in cryptocurrency that the perpetrators of the terrorist attack received traced back to Ukraine. The funds were used in preparing the crime. This was done with the help of the United States and the UK." So the US and the UK helped carry out a massive terror attack in Moscow that killed 140 people. And almost simultaneously, a massive cargo ship carrying hundreds of thousands of pounds of hazardous chemicals slams into a Baltimore bridge, closing down the port for months, if not years to come. Some estimates have 5 years. And we learned yesterday that the Pentagon has a number of important fast response ships that are now stuck in the harbor. They can't move. And we need these in case of wars. I'd love a good coincidence. The NTSB confirmed that they recovered the black box and 2 minutes of vital information was missing.
At 0124 and 59 seconds, numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's audio, bridge audio. About the same time, VDR sensor data ceased recording.
Yeah, only the 2 minutes that we need. Gone. Never recorded. Journalist Laura Logan says her sources in the Biden intel agencies have confirmed this was a cyber terror attack.
Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, And everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States.
Yes,
I couldn't agree more. There's no doubt about it. But our own government lies to us about everything. Why should we be surprised if they lie to us about this? Meanwhile, Pope Francis calls the Israeli assault on Gaza terrorism. Good for the Pope. We don't always get such explicit statements coming out. Here he is. Pope Francis calls Israeli assault on Gaza terrorism.
In Gaza, un'altra dei palestinesi che hanno dei parenti prigionieri in Israele.
Good for him. Meanwhile, Tehran vows revenge for the attack on the Damascus embassy, which it blames on Israel. Israel appears to be attempting to provoke Iran into attacking Israel, where Bibi Netanyahu seems to favor escalation, thinking that's in the benefit of the nation and his own personal interest. Tehran has vowed revenge after several people, including a senior commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, were killed in an airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus over the weekend that has been attributed to Israel. Now realize, consulates and embassies around the world are the territory of the nation whose consulate or embassy it represents. That means Israel was attacking Iran on Iranian territory. Meanwhile, we have Colonel McGregor talking about how this could lead to World War III.
I'm not going to be here if you don't support us. Infowarsstore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
Sorry about that.
We have been brainwashed into believing that Iran is the source of all evil and problems in the Middle East and, for that matter, everywhere else, which I think is a gross oversimplification. But rather than try to explain the last 30 or 40 years of experience with the Iranians, what I would tell people is that if we were to go to war with Iran and we were to attack it in a total war sense, everything short of nuclear weapons, we could do enormous damage to the place in terms of infrastructure. We could probably ultimately destroy most of its military power. We could destroy it economically. Now, that assumes that no one else becomes involved, that the Russians do not come in to help the Iranians, and frankly, the Chinese, who are very dependent on the oil and gas that comes out of the Persian Gulf, do not also become involved. But if you were to do what I just described, then you would probably propel millions into a migration towards Europe, because where else can they go? There's no reason to stay where they are, because the destruction of the infrastructure, which would include the water system and power grid and so forth, would leave them with no ability to maintain themselves, to sustain themselves. That creates an enormous weakness strategically in the region. It also would propel the Turks into a position of prominence in the region, because the only power capable of balancing Iran is Turkey. The Turks are Sunni Muslims, the Iranians are Shiite. Now, neither of them want to go to war with each other, but if we were to destroy Iran, then Turkey would be elevated to a position of extraordinary predominance and power. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily in anybody's interest, certainly not in ours, and clearly not necessarily in Israel's interest either.
I don't believe for a second that Russia would allow Iran to be destroyed by Israel. Sending millions of migrants into Europe, however, would be promoting the objective of the globalists behind so many of these events, who want to destroy all national borders, all national sovereignty, and have homogeneous populations worldwide. Anti-Semitism accusations are being made against Colonel McGregor, but of course they're completely absurd. McGregor believes that Israel must have defensible borders, that President Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem was long overdue. So where is this coming from? He's being critical of Israel for conducting genocide. The whole world should be, if that's what it takes to be anti-Semitic, criticizing Israel for genocide. We are all anti-Semites, and justifiably so. Israel has become a rogue terrorist state, and it knows no bounds. Here's an illustration. Israel leaves the Al-Sharif Hospital totally destroyed, in ruins, littered with human remains, dozens of bodies lying outside the hospital after the withdrawal of Israeli forces following a two-week raid. The spine is all that's left of a woman, a spine. It's as though we're living in a ghost town. Families have come to search for their loved ones among the bodies. God is sufficient for us. He's the best disposed. Wise God, strengthen your hope in God. I got to say, in a situation like that, having faith in God is very, very challenging. Meanwhile, beaten, tortured, and buried alive. What happened to the woman on the Israeli truck? This is from Middle East Eye. Adele Abdua was separated from her breastfeeding son for more than 50 days when she was thrown into the back of an Israeli truck. She tells Middle East Eye she was subjected to horrific torture. Is anyone surprised? It's an image that provokes shock and outrage. Dozens of Palestinian men bound, blindfolded, stripped to their underwear, crammed in an open-top Israeli truck in the besieged Gaza Strip. It showed a shell-shocked Palestinians looking cold, hungry, traumatized amid the chilly and rainy December winter weather. Just to the right of the center of the scene, one person stood out. Adele Aldau, the mother of two, is the only woman known to have been abducted by Israeli soldiers when they stormed the Zeytown corner of Gaza City late last year. And she has suffered massively for it. Meanwhile, why does Israel have so many Palestinians in detention?
Sami Alawi joins me now live from Istanbul. He's director of the Center for Islam and Global Affairs at Istanbul's Zain University. Appreciate your time. What is the motivation for Israel using this system of administrative detention? Is it to extract information from detainees or something else?
Well, Israel's policy is to make sure that resistance would not exist, neither in the West Bank and, of course, not from Gaza, as we've seen in the war in the past 6 months. So part of its strategy is to detain and imprison as many Palestinian males as possible. It's been reported that over 40% of male Palestinians since the occupation in 1967 have seen the inside of an Israeli jail. That could tell you that they're trying to put it in the minds of Palestinians that resistance does not give them any kind of relief. And therefore, we've seen that part of the motivation for the October 7th operation was the presence of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. There were about 5,500 Palestinian prisoners in jail at the time, including over 1,800 under what's called administrative detention, meaning that they had never been charged with any crime yet. They were inside the prisons, including children, hundreds of children and dozens of women or female prisoners.
Sounds like the Democrats in Washington, D.C. in relation to January 7th. Just throw them in prison. Put them in solitary. No legal representation. How disgusting. How disgraceful. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic. We're supposed to have equal justice under law. It's a sham. The Democrats are destroying America. Meanwhile, Israel creates kill zones in the Gaza Strip. Yes. Antiwar.com. Massive number of stories. AI machine directs Israel bombing spree in Gaza. Israel bombed foreign aid workers 3 times. Iran. Israel will be punished for bombing the consulate. NATO chief floats a $100 billion fund for Ukraine. Every person killed in Gaza has a name, much, much more. Antiwar.com is doing a super job. Meanwhile, those who are there are trying to perform humanitarian acts, such as a World Central Kitchen, have 7 team members killed in Gaza. I mean, this is just a disgrace. World Central Kitchen is devastated. Confirmed 7 members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike in Gaza. The WCK team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in 2 armored cars branded with a WCK logo and soft skin vehicle. Despite coordinating movement with the IDF, the convoy was hit as it was leaving the Deir al-Bala warehouse, where the team had loaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza in the maritime route. See how they schedule that. The IDF knows they're tracking them. Wait till they load up with food, and then you destroy not only the 7 aid workers, but all the food as well. The Israelis consider that to be a plus. That's a great success. Meanwhile, of course, we have already been reporting about how the Israeli airstrike on Damascus killed Iranian commanders. Here's on Twitter. Israeli airstrike on Damascus kills leader of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Mohammad Raza Aziz, security sources tell Reuters. Well, they add that won't help lower oil prices, but that's the least of it. This is a disgusting act, clearly intended as a provocation. Meanwhile, Biden speaks to Netanyahu after the Schumer controversy. You'll recall Chuck Schumer spoke out and said that Netanyahu is a bad leader for Israel and that Israel deserves a better and there should be elections. So, of course, Biden is going to have to go kiss his ass to make up for it. The White House report, President Biden and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on March 18th. That was their first engagement in over a month. The gap between the two partners had been widening due to food shortages in Gaza in the course of the war. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer harshly condemned Netanyahu's conduct of the war in Gaza, urged Israeli to push for new elections. Republicans in D.C. and Israeli officials voiced outrage. The Democrat leader was accused of violating the unspoken norm by interfering in the election by close allies, as though Israel didn't interfere in elections right here in the United States. Although he has not officially backed Schumer's demand for new election, Biden did say Schumer delivered a good statement. Netanyahu informed Israelis that over a White House resistance, the IDF were getting ready to launch an offensive on the final Hamas battalions in Rafah. Additionally, he said that top Israeli officials and representative from the Biden admin would be meeting soon to discuss humanitarian aspect of the military action and the evacuation of Palestinians. Yes, evacuation. They're either dead or they're gone. That's the whole objective here. Meanwhile, get this. Biden, 8% approval means panic and war. Martin Armstrong. Legendary financial and geopolitical psychoanalyst Martin Armstrong has new data on President Biden's approval numbers. Nearly 2 years ago, Biden's real job approval rating in America was just 12%. More than 1 year ago, the real Biden approval number slipped to 9.5. Stayed there, according to Armstrong, world-renowned Socrates predictive computer program. Now, Biden's rating tumbled again. Armstrong says is basically hovering around 7.5 to 8% at this stage. I know this goes against the mainstream media, but if you look at Google, it is really politically motivated, meaning to inflate the numbers. Other number you need to look at is confidence in government at 28%. That number is unheard of since World War II. I have another confidential data mining source, by the way, who writes the author, Greg Hunter, who backs up Armstrong's numbers, including the latest 8% job approval number, with nearly identical Biden job approval numbers going back 2 years. So there we have two solid sources for Biden's true approval rating. Right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Well, the Babylon Bee hits it again. Biden condemns Jesus for rising again on Trans Day of Visibility, Washington, D.C. President Biden issued a stern condemnation of Jesus Christ after learning that the Savior of mankind had the audacity to rise from the dead on Biden's Trans Day of Visibility. Who does this Jesus think he is? Shouted an angry Biden. Today's about dudes becoming chicks and chicks becoming dudes, not dead people becoming alive. Come on, man. Biden released the announcement for the Trans Day of Visibility on Good Friday, moments after the memorial of Christ's crucifixion. It was bad enough Jesus stole my thunder by dying the day I announced it, muttered Biden. As if that wasn't enough, then Jesus goes and rises from the dead right on my day celebrating guys who want to use women's showers. I'm starting to think this Jesus guy scheduled all of this on purpose. According to sources, Jesus Christ's resurrection brings a hope of salvation and eternal life to mankind. It has, in fact, distracted from people looking at guys wearing skirts. Admittedly, Biden is not wrong in light of the risen Christ. Everything else pays, reported local man John Marshall. What else can we do but look to him at publishing time? Heavenly sources confirmed that the evil and silliness of all earthly powers were but mist in light of Christ's eternal kingdom. This Biden guy is a monster. Meanwhile, as though to confirm it, RFK Jr. lays out the argument that Biden's a bigger threat to democracy than Trump. And what I find fascinating, this is from RSN, Reader Supported News, which is a left-wing website dated to April 2nd on CNN. Kennedy, who some believe could help Trump win in November, was also confronted with his old criticisms of spoiler candidate Rolf Nadler before the 2000 election. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wanted the public to know Monday that there's an argument to be made for President Joe Biden being a larger threat to democracy than Donald Trump. Although, despite giving an impassioned answer about how Biden's administration has supposedly wronged him greatly, Kennedy still insisted he himself would never make that argument. In a lengthy CNN interview on Aaron Burnett out front, Kennedy was questioned about his equivocating stance on the subject. When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you think that that is equal to Biden? Burnett asked. Listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy, and the reason for that is President Biden is the first president in history that has used a federal agency to censor political speech, so it censors his opponent. I can say that because I won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals, now before the Supreme Court. That shows he started censoring not just me, but 37 hours after he took office, he was censoring me. Kennedy was referring to a preliminary injunction he won in February, as in his lawsuit claiming the government improperly leaned on social media platforms to censor his statements about vaccines. But you know, it's not just censorship. It's got to do with lawfare. Filing all these phony legal cases in order to get your opponent bogged down to create propaganda so Hillary can keep talking about 91 charges on late night television, not even acknowledging six have been dismissed, but that all of them are coming apart. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. also says he will pardon whistleblower Edward Snowden if elected president. This I applaud. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims he would pardon whistleblower Edward Snowden on his first day as president if elected and investigate the corruption and crimes he exposed. I would hope he would also pardon Julian Assange, who is certainly equally deserving. Meanwhile, and this is interesting, given my projections about who Trump might have as his running mate, Tulsi Gabbard said she turned down an offer to be RFK Jr.'s VP. Tulsi Gabbard once ran for president as a Democrat, a move that put her on the national map politically. Now she's since left her own party. And the reports the independent-minded Gibbard could join the most popular independent presidential candidate currently running, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now Gabbard says the offer was extended, but she turned it down. Here's a tweet. Tulsi Gabbard reportedly respectfully declined RFK Jr.'s VP offer. She'd be open to being Trump's VP, and that her mission is to serve our country. Pretty damn interesting, I think, because what other reason would she have for turning down RFK Jr.'s invitation unless she anticipates something more promising in the work, which is consistent with my predictions. I'll be right back. Anybody's helping anyway. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one? one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Congress has approved $380 million for border security, not for the United States, of course, but for Middle Eastern countries. How's that for your tax dollar? Going not to help the United States of America, but going abroad. $380 million. One provision of the $1.2 trillion spending package passed by Congress, signed into law by Biden last month, will see at least $380 million spent on securing the border of several Middle Eastern countries, while the American border remains wide open. Let me add, globalists claim that mass immigration helps the U.S. economy, but that is a lie. Nice piece on my blog by Brandon Smith. I've said many times in the past, it bears repeating, if you want to understand why world events happen as they do, you must understand the goals and influence of globalist institutions. You must accept the fact these people create most of the national and international disasters you and I have to deal with on a regular basis. Oftentimes, they create the disaster deliberately. I know there are plenty of skeptics out there who think all geopolitical and crisis events are random or a product of bureaucratic stupidity, but those people are wrong. They have no idea what they're talking about because they're basing their conclusion on assumptions rather than facts and research. Make no mistake. There's good reason why it feels like the whole world has gone crazy all at once. A primary purpose of the globalists is to erase national borders and homogenize all countries and cultures under one economic and governmental system. They have openly admitted to this plan on numerous occasions. One of the most revealing quotes comes from Clinton administration Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbott, who stated in Time magazine, "In the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all." Well, what I think is Strobe Talbott isn't such a great idea after all. What a piece of slime. How disgusting that anyone should endorse that. They want to erase all boundaries and make all population homogenized so there'll be no national pride, no national culture, no distinctive traits that make one nation separate and distinct from another. What a pathetic, banal view of the world. It is our differences, our distinctive cultures that make the world such a fascinating place, and they would obliterate them all. Meanwhile, several developments across a variety of these trials attempting to trash Trump and interfere with the election. Hush money trial judge says Trump will lose jury access if he violates a gag order. This is from the Epoch Times. The defense argued President Trump's political speech was necessary in the current political environment. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan warned former President Trump he might lose access to juror names in his upcoming trial if he continues to speak out about the case in a way the judge deems a risk to court proceedings. Of course, these judges are all hacks. What are they going to view as a risk? Anything that undermines a prospect of a conviction. Here's another. Stormy Daniels just made a huge mistake that'll send Alvin Bragg into a fit of rage. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg was just delivered a massive setback in his case against Trump after this one mistake by Stormy Daniels, sending the Soros-backed attorney into a fit of rage. Bragg thought he had his case against Trump in the bag. He alleges former President Trump falsified business records to hide a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Let me add, by the way, hush money payments aren't illegal. In fact, there's no offense here, but claiming to falsify the record. This despite the Federal Election Commission throwing out their 2021 investigation into the matter, believing no violation took place. Trump's team wanted a fair amount of time to review an 11th hour, 15,000-page document dump prosecutors finally gave to Trump. At the center of the case, which even the DOJ and FEC refused to touch, is adult actress. What a nice name for a porn star. Adult actress Stormy Daniels. And she just threatened the framework of the entire suit. As the Manhattan case progresses, she has used the news as marketing to sell new merchandise through her online store. She's released a documentary with a so-called comedy director, Judge Apatow, where she and the rampant Hollywood leftists use a series to attack Trump. That's going to complicate things, no doubt. Meanwhile, Fannie Willis dared a judge to do one thing that could end the case against Trump. She, of course, is just about a numbskull level. I mean, that people of this level of stupidity are in these positions of influence is outrageous. Fannie Willis is plowing ahead with her tainted criminal prosecution against Donald Trump. The Fountain County District Attorney isn't backing down despite massive setbacks due to a sex scandal of Willis's own making. And now she dared a judge to do one thing that could end the case against Trump. Willis, made her first public comment since Judge McAfee blinked and lacked the courage to disqualify her from the 2020 election case, even after that she engaged in a self-dealing scheme by hiring her lover as special prosecutor and by committing perjury under oath. She's now doubling down on the behavior McAfee found so troubling. In an event on Wave, Willis made politically charged comments to Fox 5 in Atlanta about the Trump case, saying no other district attorney would have the courage to prosecute Trump. Actually, no other district attorney, or should I say, no district attorney with any integrity would have done this, because it's a corrupt trial from the beginning. Meanwhile, Letitia James just learned a piece of devastating news that'll wreck her case against Trump. I mean, they are falling apart. Letitia James just learned, despite World Acquisition Corporation, Digital World Acquisition Corporation, okay to merger with Trump Truth Social, and the company's stock is now being publicly traded, Trump made like $5 billion, then he dropped it, dropped a percentage down to like $4 billion, but now it's gone back up to $6 billion. This is just stunning stuff. A media analysis found in 70 years, there wasn't a single example of a New York attorney general using a fraud statute to target a business where there was no crime or money lost. Judge Arthur Engoron indulged and rewarded Jane bogus lawsuit by imposing the massive judgment, which then was cut back to $175 mil, which Trump has now paid. Meanwhile, the National Guard in Texas defies the Biden regime and retakes El Paso. This is welcome news. The situation at our southern border has become critical, yet the Biden admin is nowhere to be seen. In fact, they're complicit in the breach of the border. I don't like government during the best of times, but one of the few and only legitimate uses of the state is to protect borders. Biden regime wants a porous border to stay open, while the southwestern states alongside the border do nothing to stem the waves of migrants pouring into the community. The Texas National Guard, however, has retaken El Paso, Texas, and begun the process of putting up razor wire and border fencing. I congratulate them. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Meanwhile, it turns out that the Hispanic community backs the use of the word illegals to describe these migrants, that Biden is under fire as America cries for a crackdown. A recent Harvard-Harris poll unveils a significant sentiment among Hispanic Americans regarding the terminology used to describe suspect and accused American Lakin Riley, shedding light on broader attitude toward immigration and law enforcement in the United States. Poll: majority of Hispanic disagree with Biden, say calling Lakin Riley's alleged killer illegal is appropriate. Following pressure from Marjorie Taylor Greene during his State of the Union, Biden initially referred to the suspect, Jose Antonio Abera, as an illegal, sparking subsequent reflection and regret. Despite Biden's backtrack, the poll indicates 74% of Hispanics surveyed deemed the term illegal appropriate in describing Riley's accused killer, contrasting with 26% who find it inappropriate. And of course, the same occurs for all of the illegals. Get this, even Al Sharpton is attacking Biden. In possibly most telling sign that Joe Biden's actions and overall job performance are frustrating even for leftists, the president has just been attacked by none other than far-left MSNBC host Al Sharpton. On Monday, Sharpton criticized Biden for his presence at a luxury fundraiser filled with celebrities last Thursday. The same day, former President Trump attended the wake of a New York City police officer slain by a convicted felon. Sharpton cautioned that the former president was gaining favor among working class voters because of these actions. Biden, not. No doubt he's got that right. Meanwhile, 4D chess. This is Babylon B again. Love it. We need a little humor in our politics. 4D chess. Trump makes Mar-a-Lago worth $500 million by hanging 300 Biden paintings. Palm Beach. Mar-a-Lago is now worth upwards of $500 million after former President Trump announced he had hung three paintings by renowned artist Hunter Biden. Trump held a special unveiling party for supporters at Mar-a-Lago's Donald J. Trump Grand Ballroom. The three paintings shown were Some Colors, Paint on Canvas, and Look, a Bird. They tell me I overvalued this place, but if anything, I undervalued it, Trump told supporters. And now they can't argue with me because I've got Hunter here. Everyone says, where's Hunter? Where is he? Well, he's here, folks. We got Hunter Biden here at Mar-a-Lago, and it's a beautiful thing. Oh, God. Wow. Meanwhile, Mike Lindell is being punished, even potentially to the point of eviction. Mike Lindell business to be evicted. Listen to this. On Wednesday, MyPillow received a court order for eviction from its formerly used warehouse in Minneapolis. The company's founder, Mike Lindell, known for being an election denier, has claimed the process is just a formality prompted by the desire of the landlord to take back the property. During the interview, he denied the eviction was evidence of more money problems, that his financial status was significantly improving following last year's credit crunch. Well, he, in my opinion, is a great American and deserving of our support. Meanwhile, and this could be a very big story, Mike Stone, Puff Daddy, is the Epstein of the rap industry. Some of you may recall when I, in my Pizzagate presentation, one of the most important emails uncovered by Julian Assange was that Barack Obama spent $65,000 of taxpayer money to fly in hot dogs and pizza from Chicago for a private party at the White House. That makes no sense at all, since the White House won't take food from outside sources to preclude the prospect of poisoning. If it were real hot dogs and real pizza, then, of course, it'd be soggy and inedible by the time it got from Chicago to Washington, D.C. But no, in pedo speak, pizza, little girls, hot dogs, little boys. Barack Obama spent $65,000 of our dollars to fly little boys and little girls in from Chicago for a private party at the White House. Here's Shadow of Ezra using that title. $65,000 for pizza and hot dogs? Was it Diddy's delivery service? Diddy is the Epstein of the rap industry. He's being accused of sex trafficking. Here he's pictured with former President Barack Obama. Michelle Obama once praised Harvey Weinstein as a wonderful human being. It's amazing how the Obamas have maintained such close relationship with individuals facing issues such as sexual assault and sex trafficking. I think it's because they're deeply involved themselves, and I don't have a lot of doubt about it. Meanwhile, John Lee has a piece on neuroinflammation in the zombie mind. Yesterday, a Substack reader graciously sent me a link to Tucker's interview with Dr. Michael Neals, without question. It's the most stunning interview I've ever seen. To explain requires a few prefatory remarks. When I finally came down with COVID in June 2022, I carefully recorded my physical and mental state. My primary symptoms were a general feeling of malaise that reminded me of a nasty hangover to extreme fatigue. I immediately treated with the McCullough protocol and was able to perform my normal activities on day three, including a long walk. In some ways, the illness resembled severe colds I'd had in the past, but it was utterly unique in the way it affected my emotional state. For 2 weeks, I was beset with a general feeling of depression and frequently plagued with gloomy thoughts. I asked Dr. McCullough what he thought of my depression of spirit. I fear it's what we call neuroinflammation. The spike protein causes an inflammation immune response that affects the brain. In autopsy studies, have even found the spike in the brain. This, he explained, was yet another major problem with COVID vaccines, which induce a body to produce a spike protein in uncontrolled amounts with uncontrolled duration. To make matters worse, because it's not a sterilizing vaccine, people who receive the shot still get COVID, often repeatedly. The combination of shots and boosters in COVID illness repeatedly exposes a body, including the brain, to toxic spike proteins. Stunning. Check it out. The interview with Tucker. Meanwhile,
lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Five final stories briefly. DOJ launches controversial gun control resource center over the weekend to avoid scrutiny, especially over the Easter weekend. They do something very, very bad. Federal judge rules millions of NRA members are exempt from the ATF pistol brace rule. That is a most welcome decision. Parents in Tampa are fuming after a drag queen handed out inappropriate items to children at a parade. They're just rubbing our noses in it. It is disgusting. Dakota Fanning says having children is more important than acting. Always felt that pull. I think that's wonderful. I'll just add, I like Dakota Fanning from the film Man on Fire, where Denzel Washington is hired to be the bodyguard for her as a child in Mexico City, where kidnappings are taking place all around the clock. If you've never seen it, this is a brilliant film. She was simply wonderful, Dakota Fanning. And finally, The Fall of the House of Windsor. I've just done an interview with Nick Kohlestrom, the distinguished historian and science expert on 7-7, on Paul McCartney, death and replacement, on false flags in Europe, about the House of Windsor coming apart at the seams, deaths, suicides, and the like, Kate's disappearance. Believe me, this is something you do not want to miss. If you want to understand what happened to the royal family, check it out on my BritChute channel, Jim Fetzer, The Fall of the House of Windsor. But brace yourself. You're going to be startled by what you discover. Meanwhile, of course, for the second hour, I look forward to having your calls. Please take advantage of the opportunity regarding any questions that concern you about the issues I've been reporting on here today or others you might want to raise. And I'm looking forward very much to today's callers. We'll be right back with your calls. And don't miss these stories. Really, truly stunning stuff. Puff Daddy included, the Epstein of the rap industry, and relationship with Barack and Michelle Obama. Profoundly disturbing stuff. We have to face up to it. We're living in a grim situation, and our political leaders are not the people we thought they were. Remember, I voted for Bill Clinton twice. I voted for Barack Obama twice. But when Trump came on the scene, it was like a breath of fresh air. I saw a political figure who cared about America. Despite his flaws, Trump by far is a man who can do something good for America to right the ship of state. Remember, he closed the borders. He made us energy independent. He gave us a surging economy.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Jim Vetzer, your host for the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. We have several excellent callers lined up. Ladies first, Layla from Canada. Please join the conversation, Layla.
Yeah, hi, Jim. First, your comment on the House of Windsor. They're not the House of Windsor. They're the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And they were changed in 1917 to a more British-sounding name because of the war against Germany. So they were fighting themselves, much as humans have always done. So, and the disappearance of, seeming disappearance of Catherine, she had abdominal surgery for cancer. And the same with Charles. So the House, despite their having been obsessed with avoiding GMO food, carefully cultivating natural foods, and Charles was behind a lot of this green ecological movement, and people used to ridicule him. They've all got cancer. The Queen died of cancer. She had bone cancer. I mean, she lived a long time because they have such excellent care. But anyway, starting with the corruption of the House of the British monarchy, the entire European monarchy that is now... the leaders of Europe that are standing by and watching this slaughter in Gaza, and the Americans. I don't think I'm the only one who watched Kirby yesterday in his press conference, where he looked like he was on the verge of bursting out laughing and saying, no, it was not intentional. Israel did not intentionally shoot down the those NGOs who had just dropped off food to the people of Gaza. That was an accident. So let me ask you this. If Kirby, Sullivan, and all the others that are along with Blinken, Biden, and Austin, if all of those people are still giving lethal, massively lethal, deadly weapons to someone who does not know how to hit a target, everything had been coordinated between those NGO, those Europeans that were running that mission of mercy. If they were not able to recognize what they were doing, when there were actually three missiles that were hit, each of the vehicles. The first vehicle was hit with one missile. They moved the injured bodies over to another vehicle, and then finally they got them all when they were in one vehicle and killed them all. And yet Israel kind of, Netanyahu himself looked like he was on the verge of laughter. Smugly saying, it was unintentional, but we'll look into it and we'll have the, just like they looked into every crime that they've committed, they're going to investigate themselves. These who are the most perpetual, most deeply seated liars that ever the human species has produced. And we're still talking about the redundant, the flourishes, the frivolity of who's going to be vice president. We're 10 months away from that. 10 hours from now, we could explode into World War III. We cannot wait for an election. That is presuming that Trump is any better than Biden, that he is not also owned and operated by the same people the terrorists that call themselves Israeli, that stole a nation from people, that occupied the European monarchies, occupied the entire continent of Europe for centuries, slaughtered people abused them throughout centuries, which is why they were so despised. And now they have emerged as a nation that is controlling the entire planet, that have planted people in decision-making political leadership positions in all the nations of the world, except maybe in some of the African nations. They may still be free, but even South America has been taken over by Israel. If we don't, in America, it's America I'm more worried about. Despite being a Palestinian, I have to honestly say that part of the world is now a write-off. The damage is so deeply done, I have no confidence that they're going to emerge and turn into a productive society. What we have to do is save America. That is who is endangered. Now, the question is there anything? My question to you, I don't know about your awareness of the constitutional authority, but what are the rights of the people to displace and remove, to physically remove people like Kirby and Blinken? Never mind Biden. He's just a puppet that can be blown over by a puff of wind. By a child could knock him over. But Blinken, Kirby, Sullivan, all of these criminals that are there, what is the right of the people within that Constitution that Jefferson provided for internal treason to protect the nation from internal domestic enemies? What is the right of the people to replace them now? And if that could be done, who is available to could McGregor be brought in?
Basically, the answer is no. Those who can be impeached are those who required Senate confirmation. They've been moving against Mayorkas, but they're doing so too gradually, in my opinion. And whatever misgivings you may have about Trump, we had him before. We had a surging economy. We had energy independence. We had secure borders. Believe me, any Republican would be better than any Democrat. Mark my words. Layla. So the answer is it's a function of administration. You're talking about appointed positions that are not subject to confirmation by the Congress, and the people have no way of affecting those other than by getting rid of the administration and replacing it with a better.
In 10 months, by the time the administration is inaugurated, the president is inaugurated, it's going to be too late even for America.
It may be. I know. I worry about that.
America is.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who is going to be put in as president. 10 months is a long way off. And
yes.
If America wants to save itself, there has to be a way. Maybe it's time to throw away the Constitution. Maybe it's time for the people to govern themselves. Maybe it's time for the people to take the action that is needed to preserve themselves. That right is implicit in the Constitution, that the people have the right to be self-governing and not to be betrayed by enemies, domestic and foreign, which is now happening.
You're really going back to the Declaration of Independence lately, which declares that the people have the right to overthrow a tyrannical government. It's not in the Constitution, which gives a system of periodic elections, reforms, recalls, and the like. There are many mechanisms, but they don't reach appointed positions. Yeah.
All right. Then maybe it is time to declare independence again. Maybe it's time for another declaration of independence. I would look at someone like McGregor. I don't know it's too late for him to be a write-in candidate, because apparently the deadline has been passed for at least two states. And he also has to have filed papers. But he would have been an ideal person to draft for president. Scott Ritter
A lot of people think McGregor would be a great vice presidential candidate, or
in a Trump administration, a
secretary of defense. And I'm among those. I agree with that.
It's too late. There are too many things.
We get it, Layla. We know. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. But
really,
I mean, that's
too late to draft him. Is it really too late for the people to draft?
No. Yeah. He's got a website.
Our country, our choice. Go there. It may be too late. I've been through this. My family has been through this before. As Palestinians, it started with illegal immigration and external intervention into our affairs. So I saw it happening. I saw it happening here in Canada. We've had much worse than you in terms of illegal immigration. So
listen, let me. Hi, but we have another wonderful caller staying by. I want you both to be here. Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, join the conversation, please. Peter.
Hello?
One second.
Yeah. Peter, are you there? Peter, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on a real constrained time thing since I only am free till 1:20. So here we go. What I wanted to talk about is several years back, under Bush the Second, there was a theme going through the media: is Islam, is it a religion of hate? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Remember when they used to ask that all the time?
Nonsensical as it is, yes, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, but that got much play, you know, about 15 years ago. But what I want to, compared to even if you buy the 911 thing of some rogue guy in a cave doing all that, that was a rogue guy in a cave, even if you buy that. But what we're talking about here is is Judaism a religion of hate? And
the answer is affirmative. Yes, indeed it is.
Well, I would tell you that this is, they say it again and again, it's not the Jews, it's the Israelis. It's the Zionists. Zionism is an outgrowth of Judaism. And I will point to the fact that 75% in the latest polls of Israelis want to slaughter all the Palestinians.
Yes.
They've had participated like a group sport. They've been participating in keeping them down and pogroms, really pogroms in the classic sense against Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza and the Golan. And they've been doing it since the inception of Israel, massacres, erasures of history, everything else. They have a history of several of their prime ministers who've been literal terrorists, guys who literally lit fuses and killed people in terrorist movements. It's a country founded on ethnic cleansing, terrorism, massacres, and a whole lot of lies. You know, they turned their back on the UN resolution that founded them. That gave Palestinians the right to return. I mean, so even the founding UN recognition, they lied about. But when you put on that also, the rabbis, you know, the head rabbi of Israel, the head rabbi of the IDF, calling for slaughter. Rabbis involved in ethnic cleansing. Rabbis involved in child smuggling and human smuggling. Rabbis involved in smuggling of ecstasy, the drug ecstasy. A religious, it's a country of the Jews, it's a Jewish state. It's the only religion that has a secret service, that has nuclear weapons, that assassinates people with drones and with hitmen. And by the way, it's also a religion that does not proselytize. The Jews don't proselytize. What they do is they dominate and rule. That's what their drive is. So without proselytizing, their drive is domination and rule.
Yes, of course.
Peter,
I wanted to ask your opinion. Layla has been very concerned about the time element and what can be done now. And I'm explaining to her that, you know, some of the appointed positions, like the individuals she cites, are not subject to removal by Congress, because they're appointed by an administration unless they require Senate confirmation, like Mayorkas and members of the cabinet. Do you have any thoughts in response to her sense of urgency, which I think we all feel?
Well, there's people like Mayorkas and Blinken and Austin and all these coterie of horrible, horrible criminals. They can be impeached. They can be impeached, like they impeached Mayorkas. Nothing will come of it, but they can be impeached. As for Layla's query on what can be done to get McGregor or somebody like that, and I agree that McGregor is a first-class guy, I'd go for him. But it could. I think theoretically it can be done by acclamation at the Republican convention. It won't be done, but it could be done. They can. I believe Eisenhower didn't run in any primaries, and that he was nominated by acclamation.
Yes, I think she's worried that the timeline for the election is so long. Yeah, go ahead, Layla, add your thoughts.
Yeah, my concern is, as I said, day by day, that Israel continues to shock us. When we think they've hit rock bottom, fallen into the bottom of the pits of hell, they show us it goes even deeper. They are worse than simply a religion of hate. They are simply a movement to destroy humanity. They are so sinister. Now, I just looked now on the Union of Reform Judaism, because I thought, okay, the reform movement here in the U.S. has a lot of peace activists. Well, they're not official. Those are all unofficial people who call themselves Jews and are speaking for themselves. The official Judaism says, the Union of Reform Judaism on its website says something, refers to October 7th and says that it's time for everyone to defend Israel.
That's now, Layla, defend Israel. Layla, Peter's basic point is that unlike Christianity and Islam, Judaism actually does appear to be a religion of hate. Would you agree with that?
Far more than hate. Hate is a mild thing. Everybody feels hate. What they feel is worse than sadism. They get such a perverse pleasure from killing that they are a serious danger to the entire planet. Yeah. The only ones who can stop them are the American people, because those in charge of the government are all equally corrupt. They have been poisoned either by money, greed, or they have their mind control under mind control. The government that we call the government of the U.S. and here in Canada as well as in Europe, they are all intellectually, morally polluted. The only ones who might be able to save this planet is America. So am I saying that what Jefferson called for is time for us to revive it? Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what
Let me get Peter back in, because he's got a very abbreviated time frame here. Peter, give us further of your thoughts. Stick around, Layla. Go ahead, Peter. Give us further of your thoughts.
Well, again, if it's a Jewish state and it's Netanyahu, matter of fact, it was legislatively passed in the Knesset, that it is, they proclaim themselves, literally define themselves as a Jewish state. But here's a state that has Jews-only roads, Jews-only towns, Jews-only marriage laws, for instance, that bombs schools, hospitals, UN facilities with impunity, embassies, aid workers, journalists, and not to mention women and children. Now, this is, and they all claim it's an accident, but we all know that it is not. And even when they were peaceful in the great March of Return in 2018, when there were no armed Palestinians at all, the Israelis shot them down by the thousands. So there's no dealing with these people except by force. I got to run, guys.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks so much.
I agree with Peter. I agree with Peter. Force is the only way. And in fact, Israel has a policy. If force doesn't work, then use more force. And that is the way they're working.
Layla, stick around. I want you to continue when we return from this break.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Sure.
Down to his knee.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're gonna deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
I want to bring in another caller who has a lot of sensitivity to constitutional issues. John in Michigan, please join Layla and me. I would like your thoughts about what concerns Layla and, of course, disturbs so many of us, namely, the situation is getting so bad so fast. Your thoughts?
Layla, I agree with everything you say. You're from Palestine. If anybody wants to understand where Palestine was before the Rothschilds, and when we talk of England, we have to talk about the Rothschild bankers, not the monarchy, because they do not have control of their finances. It's the Rothschilds. It's the Rothschilds that gave the land that they had in Palestine to these hedonistic Khazarian Mongols from way eastern Russia, who were so diabolical and hedonistic that their leaders adopted the religion of the area of Jerusalem to sort of get their people on board, but they don't follow that at all. The Zionists changed that around. That was a break-off group, And so when we talk about, we have to talk about the bankers, the Rothschilds. That's who's, it's like, so we're financing, our country's financing all this? No, it goes on to the tab for the Rothschilds. And as far as how do you get rid of what's there right now, you have to have a military coup. That's the only thing that would work right away, but that would have to be done so precise that it would be over and done with, because it is going to escalate. And this person in the area of Netanyahu, he's not going to give up because he's a Khazar. And that's all they knew in the past. And it's genetic, and they feel dominant of everybody else. And that's what they're going to do. They're just going to keep going and keep going because the financing is there. All of the military stuff is there. It's just horrendous. And I did do a little bit of study on Castro's father, Layla, you brought up yesterday. And he was a millionaire, but I found out he was working with the United Fruit Company. I had the title wrong, American Fruit Company, but it's United Fruit Company, and they went
into all these. Edward Bernays. Okay, that was Edward Bernays that was working on the United Fruit Company as well. So yeah, there's a lot of Zionist corruption there then.
Exactly, and Castro's father did become a millionaire in Cuba because he had a couple of the sugar plantations or manufacturing areas. So he was very valuable, but they did go in and ruin all those countries back in the day and made these people peasants pretty much that were there, but they bought off all of the people in the government.
Batista was also very corrupt. The problem is there was Meyer Lansky, there was Lucky Luciano, all of them were running the Cuba. But the question is today, what do we do today? How do we save? Because basically the planet is at risk. Now, whether the monarchy was only the symbolism to keep people distracted, that was the circus, while the moneyed bankers were setting up the destruction of the planet and setting up the foundation, the headquarters for running and destroying the planet in Palestine. And they did it in Palestine because it made a mockery of everything that Christians believe in. That's why they chose that spot for their headquarters, in order to hijack the beliefs of people. And as they say, on that, the reform, which I thought was the least malevolent of this whole group, the statement is on October, now is the time. A person with conscience must stand in solidarity with Israel. Click here to find out how you can help in this time of great tragedy and bereavement that the poor Israelis are going through while they're inflicting the damnation and the horrid suffering that everyone is going through. They're lecturing everyone about supporting them. And if you have a conscience, you must stand with Israel, stand in solidarity with Israel. That's the reform. There's no hope unless Americans begin to rise up. Do you see any other country that has the guts that America has?
People don't understand who is really there, because the churches in this country have been completely corrupted by the Zionist concept. And so I was wondering what happened on Easter with all these churches. What were these pastors saying? Oh, we have to pray for Israel? I don't know, because I don't believe in any organized religion. I was brought up Catholic, and all I feel that maybe has the most substance is the Ten Commandments. That has right and wrong, and that's what's missing in a lot of our education today. But when it comes to Israel, the story of Jack Bernstein, have you ever read that story, Layla? The American Jew and Fascist Racist Israel, have you ever had that opportunity?
I've read a lot of books, but I don't think I've read that one. I've been looking look more at the official documents, that helped found.
Hang on. We got a break. John and Layla will continue our conversation right after this break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk,
real people because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Well, to extend the conversation, John, I want you to go first and then Layla. John.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your history. Did you live in Palestine?
I was 2 years old when we left.
Well, I saw the documentary 1920 Palestine, and it was a wonderful culture, a wonderful area. Very, very advanced.
Yes.
And the heathens that got us into World War II, the Ashkenazis, came in there with the Rothschilds' permission and their financing and just started their murder spree back then. So back in 1948. It's just horrendous. Very advanced.
Yes.
And the heathens that got us into World War II, the Ashkenazis, came in there with the Rothschilds' permission and their financing and just started their murder spree back then. So back in 1948. It's just horrendous that that has been allowed. But the Ashkenazi had already taken over our country through the banking, So we were just totally manipulated through all the medias, and I'm sad that these people are going through this again with the ignorance of this country, and it's the churches that are at fault. And I just saw a video of the Vatican, and they have a hall in the Vatican. It's designed like a serpent, a snake, and it just shows you. And they also, the Rothschilds control their banking. The Vatican Bank is run by the Rothschilds.
Yes, they always have.
Yep, yeah. But we have these people that these churches in America idolize, the Pope and the Israel, and they're so ignorant because John Stadtmiller, who ran a program here in 2009, exposed the fact that the World Council of Churches took over and took over all the churches that had a gathering where they said, this is what you're going to tell your flock. This is, I think, in 1920 or the 1930s. They said, Israel is the chosen people, and that's the way your flock's going to know Israel from. So I'm so upset about that. As far as how can we change this, a military coup, but our military has already been taken over. So how does that happen? Well, I'm sure it's happened in other countries that our CIA has done very well at doing. They're a corrupt entity, too, that was developed by the Bushes and everybody else. All this bloodline is just demonic. And going back to these people, they're Mongols from Eastern Russia. We kicked them out of any one of their countries that they ended up in. And so that's what we're dealing with there. And one more thing, as far as the vice president goes, we don't need Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's a wolf in sheep clothes. She's with the World Economic Forum.
I agree. I think she's a wolf in sheep's clothing. She goes back and forth with anything that'll get her into power. Anyone who wants power that badly is dangerous.
She's a tool, just like Pence was a tool. And as far as you said that Mike Flynn's a Zionist, well, he says he's a Christian, but all these churches are Zionist Christians, Catholic, Methodist, Protestant, they're all Zionist because they've all been influenced by the Ashkenazis. So I don't know. Terry Lake, because we have to consider who's going to take over if Trump goes in and can't follow up. We have to have someone there that cannot be manipulated. It's going to be hard to decide who that is. And I agree with you that it's not as important as getting this thing changed right now because it is going to escalate.
John, I'd like you and Lila to give us your final thoughts.
Well, I'll let Lila go first because I appreciate the ladies, her opinion much more.
My concern that we cannot undo the past. My concern is that we have to take our cue from the founding fathers. It is time to get rid of the domestic enemies that are betraying us. Unless you want your children to be treated like the people in Gaza, unless you want your children restricted from using Jewish-only roads, unless you want your children turned into lumps of flesh that will be footstools for these rulers, for these demonic, sadistic rulers, act now. Save America. Today and tomorrow is all that counts. Don't look back. Look forward. Get together and save yourselves. Save your country. Save the planet. I have no grandchildren. I have nothing invested in the future except my belief in you. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Jim, I just was going to have mentioned to her that Jack Bernstein did write that book, and it was brought up yesterday. I sent you a link to it. And he was murdered by the Mossad for exposing all of that. And it exposes exactly what's taking place there, the people that are there back in the 1980s. It's just totally different than what they're told at the pulpit. And again, we have to, they're going to, we have so many people in this country now that are ready to just tear it apart with all this illegal stuff. We have General Flynn said we have 200,000 Chinese. It's like 10 brigades or something like that. And so all they need is something like that. We have martial law, and then the Ashkenazis in this country take control over everything. So it's scary from that standpoint because it's just getting out of hand with all of these people coming in. And in the ignorance of our culture because of the education system. I blame it all on the education system in a lot of ways.
John. Thank you, John. Excellent, excellent. You and Layla, wonderful. Paul in New Jersey. Paul in New Jersey, join the conversation, Paul. Paul, are you there? If Paul's not present, Joe in Tennessee.
This is not Paul, it's Ringo.
Ringo, all right, go ahead, Ringo.
Ringo, yes, this is Ringo. And I don't know why people hate on my drumming, man. I'm left-handed and I have to cut the kit like in the opposite direction and stuff. So, I mean, get off me back.
Go ahead.
I'm just a bloke from Liverpool. People make fun of me nose and stuff. I mean... Sorry, Jim. You called me Paul, so Paul's
well,
vegan and
that's a list.
Cheese, so
yeah, that's the name I have here, but that's fine. Go ahead.
It's Mike in Kentucky. I know you're agnostic, or what is it you say?
Yeah, I'm an agnostic, Mike. Yeah.
All right. So, are you familiar with the Babelfish from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and the concept of astronomical improbabilities? Things
well,
that are just so ridiculously against the odds, slim, that you're like, wait a minute.
And what are you...
And
what are you contemplating as having astronomical improbability?
I'm leading you into something here. You remember Alex Jones and some others in the alternative media went a little bit kind of, I guess some mathematician issued a report. For several days, the 7-7 London Underground bombing said there were 49 killed, right? And there was drills going on, as Peter Power said, almost precisely matched what we were doing. And then on 9-11, there was like three or four different drills that normally were held in October with similar things. Similar names all moved to September 11th to confuse the military. It's like astronomically improbable that these things would be an accident, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So we have this eclipse coming up, and a lot of people are making a big deal out of a bunch of hyped-up junk about it. But just the very, what would you say, Goldilocks spot we have here in creation could easily be mistaken for the centerpiece of creation because of things like this eclipse. We're just the right distance from a star that's not too hot. We have just the right magnetic field to keep the atmosphere from being swept away. And then this dang moon is 400 times closer and 400 times smaller than the star so that it can do these lineups. Now, it hit me upside the head because back in the late 70s, I got my parents talked into getting me a little telescope, you know. Was the planets were going to line up, and the preachers were all going ape, like, it's the end of the world, you know. And the planets are going to line up. There should be earthquakes and volcanoes and all this end-of-the-world stuff, right? So I'm watching the planets starting to line up, and I remember when the news media said, well, the planets are lined up, you know, and I'm watching them. But basically, they don't completely line up. They're in a staggered pattern in the same constellation. When they're truly lined up, you know, basically from Mercury through to, I guess, Pluto, if you want to count Pluto. But the ones that you can see, you know, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and, of course, Mercury is over next to the sun. You have to get up really early or really late in the day to see it. Very hard to spot. Venus is a little easier to spot. But I remember being so disappointed in the media. And this is the late 70s, so we're talking 40-some years ago. And I'd already lived through Watergate ruining my after-school television for weeks on end. You know, every channel's covering Watergate, and I'm like, I want to watch Gilligan's Island, you know, or something stupid, Star Trek. So what I'm getting at here, long story short, if it's not too late, is this hex cloud. NASA never published any color images of the hex on the top of Saturn, which is almost Israeli blue, six-sided cloud formation. I'm like, what? And I had already seen the North Pole of Saturn in this little cheapo JCPenney telescope, had a blue tint to it in the late 70s, you know, in the middle of February. It's 25 degrees at night, and I'm trying not to fog up the lenses, and Saturn is tilted toward the Earth at that time, so you had a really good view of the little black line in the rings. And the blue, I was like, man, the North Pole's kind of blue looking. So it was curious to me that they never published until the internet age. I never saw an image of that blue North Pole and that hex on there. Are the Satanists just being cute by putting that star of Renfran thing on the Israeli flag? I mean, should Elon Musk be worried that the greater Israel is going to be from Titan to Io and Venus to Mars, you know, that they're going to claim? I have to wonder if they financially captured him already.
Mike, thanks for all that. You know, some of these improbabilities, I mean, we wouldn't have life on Earth unless a whole lot of very improbable circumstances had been realized. So you want to look at it backwards. You got the effect, therefore you had to have had the cause. And even if it was highly improbable and doesn't occur very frequently, it happened in this instance.
Be an agnostic then?
Give us your final thought. It's a function.
That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm leading up to. How can you logically be an agnostic?
Listen, it's a matter of what you're willing to believe on the basis of what evidence. I adhere to the ethics of belief so that I do not believe things that I do not have sufficient evidence to justify believing. And the existence of God is beyond the realm of scientific investigation, Mike. That's a point I've made before.
Have you seen H.G. Wells and different quotes on that, though?
I want your final thought, Mike, because we got kind of off the track here of what had been the focus of our discussion.
Just look into the concept of justice cannot coexist with tolerance, and a justice implies that there's a better system of morals than others, you know, that there's a better hierarchical system of morals. I mean, Jefferson admired teachings of Christ according to his writings, with whatever the heck he was.
Mike, let's leave moral philosophy for another day, but I appreciate your call. Joe in Tennessee. Joe, if you're here, you're welcome to join. Joe, are you here?
I'm here. That was pretty rough, but I stayed. I was ready to leave.
good for you, Joe. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I just got back from Baltimore, and I called like last week about the collision with the bridge, being that I worked as a marine engineer.
Right.
And I just wanted to come up with some conclusions after talking with a couple captains and some other engineers while I was in Baltimore.
Go ahead.
And once again, no tugboats. Two captains I talked to said on a big ship like that, they would have made sure they had tugs, not only for that bridge, but the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which is the next bridge. And they let the tugs go. After the tugs helped them in docking or undocking, and they let the tugs go before they went all the way to, which wasn't even that far. But they were trying to save money. That's number one. Number two is there are 3 minutes missing from the data recorder, and that's highly criminal if it's true. And then we got to find out who did that, whether it was the captain or whether it was the company or possibly the pilot. Two, the pilot could be a DEI guy. He could have been inexperienced, and that could have helped in his screwing it up. You notice how we don't have a name on him? I mean, when Hazelwood ran the tanker up in Prince William Sound, we all knew his name in hours. And it was on the cover of Newsweek. This pilot, we're not hearing his name. And I just wanted to bring your attention to in April of 2022, a pilot in the upper Chesapeake Bay an Evergreen ship ran aground right by the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And maybe it's the same guy, I don't know. April, so it's bad time of month for this guy, bad time of year, early spring. One other thing, I had talked last week about their possibility of being a power surge with the bow thrusters. Well, it turns out that this boat was having trouble with the reefer boxes, which are the refrigerated cargo, while they were at the dock, and they actually had to go on shore power for the reefer boxes. Now, my theory now is that when they left the dock, there was an issue with the transferring of the power to the reefer boxes that might have blacked the ship out. I would like to say that it does not appear like there was any, like, Russian hacking or any kind of revenge for the terrorist attack in Moscow. I think this was just one screw-up laid upon another.
I don't see that.
I think with the way the power went out and then the way it happened without the tugboats, I mean, unless the Russians told them not to have tugboats,
Joe, there's no reason to bring the Russians in here. This was a Ukrainian thing. We know the name of the master. It was reported right off the bat. He was a Ukrainian. I can dig it out. I played the show. We know that. And the tugs, there should have been tugs there, I presume. But, you know, none of these things are accidental, Joe. This damn thing was deliberate. I don't have the least doubt about it. Have you seen the video where you see how strongly the ship had to turn in order to hit the pylon? I mean, it was ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
First of all, the captain was not a Ukrainian. The captain was Indian. That was a captain on that boat at one time was a Ukrainian, but the captain at the time was from India. So that's not true that he was Ukrainian at the time of the collision. The other thing
is
that
there a, is there a difference? Is there a difference between a captain and a master?
No, the captain. Well, a captain is the master. But the actual person in charge, I'll
dig it out. The earliest report I had from Redacted was they looked it up for the Dali, and they had the names, and he was the master was Ukrainian, and we had the name right there. So, Joe, I'm telling you. And why the hell then would we get a notice from Ukrainians saying there are going to be more of these if you don't pay up the money and keep democracy going by keeping the money flowing? Was that just a coincidence?
I don't know. It could be anybody saying that. It could be hackers. I mean, when things like this happen, it's like guys in New York that confess to the, the Son of Stan murders. That you can't go by that. But I'd like to say the reason, a good part possibility of the reason the boat careened into it was when they dropped the anchor to slow down. When you drop an anchor and drag an anchor, it can cause a boat to do that. But once again, they never would have had to drop the anchor if they had tugboats. They were also going too fast because of not having tugboats, you have to have a high speed to
Thanks for the update, Joe. Thank you very much for the update, and I'm glad you were in Baltimore. Renee, join the conversation. Renee, your opportunity.
Well, first, I can say my heart goes out to Lila because when you really think that she has those links to Palestine, you know, what is going there is just such a tragedy. And it absolutely 100% is the fault of the Israeli Zionists. And it's horrible. But the thing is, I think what happens, people tend to polarize and forget what their own group does wrong and focus, because it's painful for ourselves to listen, but it's like to really pay attention. But, you know, none of this could be carried out. Like I say, I really loved her call yesterday when she acknowledged the Christian Zionists and Pastor Hagee, because none of this could go on without the support of the Christian Zionists. The thing is, we don't want to, as we focus on this, the horrible Israeli Jews, and they are horrible, okay? But, you know, we want to forget about, as a Christian nation, our empire, our desires for empire, and all the people we've killed in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria. You know, numerically, although it's horrible what's going on over there, we've killed way more people than those Israeli Zionists are killing right now over there. But the thing is, it's easier for us mentally to instead want to focus on the dark side of others instead of the dark side of those that are closest to us. Because, you know, I think it's wrong to, like I say, their population, the Jews, and what those bad Jews are doing is wrong, but their numbers are so small in comparison. They could never have done this, and they could have been crushed a long time ago without the Anglo-American Empire aiding them and going along with them. They could never have done this. Their numbers are too small. The thing is, to try to let the British Empire monarchy off the hook. Really? I've heard the Queen of England has more money than everybody. Then they have those commonwealths of Australia and Canada and everything else. The thing is, they are the ones with the Balfour Declaration who put those people over there. And from what my readings I've done is, it was the Christians who came up with the Zionism first. And see, I think that goes back to these people have long-range plans and their desires to conquer the Middle East. And we see it going on now. If you look at it way back, literally, since the time of Christ, actually until what's going on now, and the way these colonial empires, European colonial empires, keep going over there, you know, if we were kind of more isolationist like Ron Paul, just, yeah, we don't like what they do, but you know what? It's their business, okay? Instead, we always have to go over there, and we know what this is about. It's all about stealing resources. So the thing is, although, like I said, what's going on is horrible. I hate it. But the thing is, the way people always want to focus on the dark side of other groups and ignore their side. You know, we have Christians and Jews and Muslims who are sexual perverts in all of them. To only focus on the Jews is not right. I've heard many instances of the Muslims being perverted, and we know of our own instances here of Catholic and Protestant in all denominations getting caught up in sex scandals and trying to cover it up. And the thing is, to constantly instead focus on the sins of somebody else, doesn't Jesus Christ pretty much, I'll be paraphrasing, but you know, before you focus on somebody else's, you're supposed to clean up your own act first and to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, the thing is, all three of the Abrahamic religions have been involved in a lot of evil and a lot of manipulation of the population and a lot of cover-up. And I just don't like this one-sided stuff, this polarizing stuff will never get us to a solution. Layla, your call yesterday, I tell you what, you lifted my day. You really, really were on the ball yesterday. And the thing is, I think you should go listen to Chris Hinckley's broadcast. It's the 11 o'clock in the archive last Wednesday. Some of us need to have a more balanced view. I know there are some good men, as long as some not so good ones, who listen to this network. And, you know, the thing is, as long as we're caught in this polarized view of just wanting to focus on the evil of one group instead of being more balanced, and look, we've got this evil in our section too.
Renee, thank you. Thank you for a very good call. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Thanks for being here. Back tomorrow. Alexander, Tom, call in. I'll get you on tomorrow. Sorry.